and dive into this week's awesome content. All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, it's Amanda. And today is week 11. And we are going to be talking about growing your list with your free gift and increasing your list building mojo. But of course, like every other week, we got to tune in and take a little gander on back on what where you've been and what happened last week. So last week was all about VIP days. Remember how incredible that was? With the visualizations and you were feeling yourself at all those different levels of service and frequency. So just tuning back into that, did you go through the guidebook and answer all the questions? You know, did you tune in and think about when you could do VIP days and get, you know, the kind of plan logistically your supplies and things like that? And then just really tuning into if you really wanted to do this and who you needed to be to become that woman who creates these like totally boutique style coaching programs, these VIP days, which you can do anywhere around the world and magnetize your people to you. So that was last week. I love VIP days. I had a VIP day that last week, right? You know, so these VIP days are juicy. I'd love to hear how you got it going on, if you got these going on yet, okay? So now let's dive into this week's, like I said, I already told you what we're going to do. Let me tell you the intentions. So we're going to pick and choose from today's hottest free gift ideas that your ideal clients will come running for. Create your free gifts, your free gift in 6 easy steps. Learn exactly what you must include in your free gift if you want to pop your biz. Receive my list building must-haves, which are 15 super easy and fun ways to grow your list, and how to track and watch your stats like a biz pro. Very important. Not always what we want to do, but important. Okay, so the key to making your biz pop is having an online community of raving subscribers who love what you are sharing and bring into the world, and bringing to their world. And without a list, you will perish. And that's why it's absolutely crucial that you build your list, baby. And you have come so far in the work that we've done together, and now it's time to seriously turn our focus to list building mojo. You have to start somewhere, and today is your day to start. A list grows day by day. I'm going to highlight that. Year by year. So put down the beaten stick if you're one to beat yourself up about where you are right now. In this module, I'm going to share and reveal my list building mojo tips for you. Ah, everybody, deep breaths, ready, set, and grow. So here's the thing. These things about lists and numbers, these are people. These are souls. These are not just numbers, okay? And I think that that's kind of where people go wrong, is that they're thinking, oh, you know, I only have this many people. I only have 2 people on my list. I only have 12 people on my list. I only have 100. I only have 1,000. You know, we're so steeped in lack and what we don't have, and we got to just bust out of that. I want you to focus on that. These are souls. These are out of 7 billion people in this planet, on this planet. You got 2 people on your list. You got 12 people. You fill in the blank. It's a big deal. These are souls. These are not numbers, okay? I really want to bring in something new to this industry. These are not numbers, and I think a lot of our world these days is like your list size and your numbers. But, like, that's just, you know, if you think about it, like, I haven't weighed myself since 2005. Maybe 2004. What year is it right now? 2013. A long time. Even when I was pregnant, I backed into the scale because that number would F with me so hard. Like, if I, you know, back in the day before 2004, I would weigh myself all the time and I'd let those numbers make or break my day. So if it was a good number, I'd celebrate and go eat. This is when I used to have emotional eating issues and food stuff. I'd celebrate and I'd go eat. But if it was a bad number, I'd beat myself up. And how would I beat myself up? I'd beat myself up by eating and, like, eating whatever crap. So obviously I had problems, and I love that part of me, and I've healed that part of me. The same thing with the numbers. But we got to – I'm not saying don't look at – for me, this is what I did in terms of my weight. I'll finish that up. I ended up just saying, declaring, listen, I'm 118 pounds. I love that number. I'm sticking with that number. For all I know right now, I could be 190 pounds. I don't know. All I know is I'm 118 pounds. It's on my license. So the thing is, even during my pregnancy, I was like, I'm 118 pounds. I had no idea how much I gained or lost or whatever. And I'm just telling you this because I think it can relate to this, to your list size too, to just really soften that these are human beings. These are souls. You have a contract with them, a spiritual contract with them, and they have found you out of 7 billion people on the planet. And that, yeah, you look at your numbers. It is important in business to look at the numbers, but it's not important. It's not going to make or break everything, okay? But it is an artful blend, and we do have to pay attention to it. So I'm not suggesting that you don't look at your size of your list like I did with my weight. I'm just saying don't let these numbers make or break your business or give you a chance to beat yourself up or say you're not enough or you're in lack compared to someone else. Sound good?
Good.
So let's start with your free gift. A free gift is what you give away for free as a downloadable product on your website in exchange for your ideal client's email and name. A free gift can literally be anything, but you want to make sure that it is so juicy and irresistible that they will actually give you their details in exchange for their gift, especially nowadays, right? People are doing this a lot. It's got to be juicy. So do you have a free gift offer yet? If yes, do you love it? Does it solve a burning wound or desire for your ideal client? If no, I mean, I'm going to share right now. I do not have a juicy free gift right now. I have a very outdated website that is a health coaching website that has nothing to do with business. So I'm going to answer no. Are you ready to build your list by creating the most amazing free gift ever? Yes, I am, Amanda. So how to create a juicy free gift? First off, think about your ideal client journey, the work we did in week 4, and then think about where your ideal client is right now on her journey, and she stumbled upon your website, and you have the answer she has been looking for. Like the exact hooks, the intricacies, like the depth and the knowing. This is not like, you know, 5 steps to be skinny by Saturday, right? This is like, I want you to get, you know, for me, when I was dealing with my food and body stuff, I wanted someone, I knew I needed something different than just how to, you know, lose 10 pounds by Saturday. I needed something deeper. I needed something that was soulful. So when I got that there was actually, like, when I actually stumbled upon integrative nutrition, it was like, oh, my God, they get this. They understand this hell I've been in with this emotional eating and the wherever and the primary food and the secondary food, and they got it. So I want you to really know your people and know their journey and really get them, okay? This is a holistic getting. This is not just a one hook. I want like a 7 hook, like you get them, you feel them. They come to your site, they feel like they are home. They're speaking their language. Everything is perfect, okay? Now, no pressure. Obviously, I'm doing pretty damn well without a free gift right now, right? The way I built my business and I'm very successful now. So there's not tons of pressure. There's always that thing like, well, look it. I'm telling you to do this. I'm telling you to create this. And I did this and I did create this when I was a health coach and I had much more time to create. It took me 9 months to create my website. I'm being honest with you. It took me 9 months to get that AmandaMoxley.com complete, to get the free gift and everything. Right now, I don't have the luxury of a lot of time because the money is, I'm focusing on income generating activities. However, and serving my people, right? I got a lot of clients now, which is so juicy. So, but the point is that you still need, if you're just starting out, you still got to do this. Okay, this is going to be so important for you. This is like essential. So back to this gift. So she stumbled on it. And what is the answer she's been looking for? What are her pain points and her desires? What is she desperately seeking? What is quick and fast and easy support could you offer her in this moment that would inspire her or kick her booty into shape? I mean, this is it. And you want it to be like so juicy that people would actually pay money for this. So make a list of 10 ideas in response to the above questions. I'm going to give you some ideas. Okay. How would she love to receive this, knowing her? Would she like a special report, something that she could print out and just sit with and take a bath with or throw it in her journal? Would she like an MP3 that she could just pop onto her iPhone or iPod so she could listen to it while she's working out? Would she actually want a video series where she can really learn and watch and get a whole visual perspective? Would she want a section from your book, like a really juicy section of the book? Now, I don't know if many of you have a book yet. Would she want a guidebook or an action plan, something, an action-oriented plan, a daily mini autoresponder? So this is juicy, but a lot of people get emails now. A daily mini autoresponder series, like a 7-day mini detox, or a 3-day workout routine, or a 21 days to positive, a positiveness of love notes, a little. To me, I think it gets a little long if you do 21 days. I was on someone's list that did that, and it was just, I couldn't even keep up. Unless I was really hooked into the brand, I'll keep up. But I couldn't keep up, so I deleted it. So what is it, something that would be like, oof, juicy for her? And how would she like it? An ebook, a map, or a calendar, or a blueprint that she could print out, she could take to Kinko's and print out. A menu planner, a how-to guide via video or audio or a written document. A frequently asked questions PDF. An interview series. A discount coupon to one of your programs. A checklist. Now brainstorm a couple of other ideas for yourself or choose and pick from the above list. So you really think about it. What kind of, where is she? Does she even have time to watch a video? Does she have time to download an audio? Does she have time? Does she even have a printer anymore? Would she rather read this on her handheld device or tablet or her Kindle or whatever people do these days? I'm a little behind with a lot of that technology. So really, what would be good for her? Is she even going to download this thing? The next step in creating your free gifts is taking into consideration what you want. What would be the most fun for you to create? You know, this is your business. These are your precious hours. What are you passionate and excited about? What would you love to create for your peeps? I mean, let's think about that. What kind of what would you just love to give? It's a gift. I'd love to give. Yeah, just really think about what would I love to give. Think about your energy of both time and money. What could you easily and joyfully create that you love and that you have the money, time, and energy for at this point in your business? Remembering the client journey, what would be logical next step for your ideal client after she? Okay, so that's two questions. So, example, I have a client that she is a total. What is it? She likes to write, but she's not that great at writing, but she's so good on camera. And she was like, why don't I just do this on camera and instead of wasting all this time trying to write something where she doesn't even like writing, right? So think about what you would like to do. And now she's now going to do it via audio or do it video, okay? So do her free gift is what I'm trying to say. So remembering the client journey, what would be the logical next step for your ideal client after she's downloaded your free gift? You'll want to create a call to action. So this is important. Highlight this. Everything is you went there, then you point them there, then you point them there, then you point them there. So you'll want to create a call to action at the end of your gift to support them in continuing the journey with you. What would be an easy next step that could possibly be a free consultation with you or an offer for an ebook or an e-course or to a teleseries, or what would it be? What would serve them both and you best? You want to really nurture this relationship. It's like, a lot of times these free tastes, or the free gift was called a free taste. So if you've ever been to Baskin Robbins, they give that pink spoon, and they give you a piece of world-class chocolate, right? They give you a little sample, and you're like, oh, this is so good. You know, even though your body might hate it, and you won't feel good for weeks, but still, it tastes good. And you're like, oh, I got to have a cone of that, right? So you give them the free taste, which is your free gift. They get a taste, and they're like, oh, I got to eat that. I got to get an ice cream cone. Like, forget it. I got to get an ice cream cone. So what would be the ice cream cone? Would be your next step. What would be that next, like, really juicy thing they could sink their teeth in, right? That's important to know. What would that be? And then that is your call to action. Okay, so make the decision and schedule in when you will create your free gift or upgrade your current free gift. This is just all comes down to schedule and time because nobody has time for this. I don't have time for this. I just got to do it, JFDI. I can't stress the importance enough of creating and having a super irresistible free gift that turns prospects into raving fans while building a thriving community. And hopefully you guys can't hear my son screaming in the next room. That said, I really want you to JFDI your free gift. Just F and do it. So I've chosen to create a blank as my juicy and irresistible free gift. And I will create my free gift that will grow my list, serve my peeps, and support me in reaching my soul money goal by blank date. When will you do it? And you don't have to answer that in this now moment. You just want to come back when you complete this guidebook to really look at your calendar and get clear. I, your name, hereby commit to creating this gift by the above stated date. And that's a pinky swear. Okay, I'm going to hereby commit that I'm going to do my free gift. I don't know yet. But I will do it this year. By the end of the year, it will be done. So you want more accountability? Reach out to one of your pop sisters in the Facebook forum and ask to be held accountable to your live line to create your juicy free gift. So let's talk about how you're going to create this gift. So by now, you know what your peeps want and where they are on their journey and when they have stumbled upon your site. And you also know what would light you up and get you pumped to create. You also have decided what format your peeps would like this delivered to them by now, and you just have to do it, right? So helpful hints on how to create it. Tune into your own intuition and create a vortex to visualize what your free gift on your site would look like visually. Be like a ninja and scout around. Now, you know I'm all about F and focus, right? I think I talk about this in here. So I'm going to just go through this. Be like a ninja and scout around the web to see how and what other peeps in your field and in other fields are offering. And I know I told you to F and focus, right, and call one, because I want you to tune into your own guidance and intuition. And I do, however, it will benefit you to see what other peeps are bringing to the table. It's important. What's going on in this year, right? What are people doing in 2013-2014 era? While you are on your ninja tour, note the free gifts that you love and that, yes, you would sign up for, and then the ones that you were turned off by that you would never get, right? What do you like about the ones that you like? And you could talk about this in our private forum. What are the ones that you really like, and what are the ones that turn you off? You know, and of course we don't need to, you know, make fun of people or make other people out there who are giving their best shot, you know, but let's talk about it. What about the visual presentation others are offering? Do you like or dislike? It's really important. What would you like and what wouldn't you like and why? Now, get a whiteboard and map it all out on a whiteboard. I'm a big fan of, you can go to Office Depot if you're in the U.S. and get one of these big whiteboard, white sheets, and then it's like boardroom paper, and there's like 40 sheets to a big thing. And I also, in my office, I have a white, just like a mat, what is it? You write on it, you know, a dry erase board. I have one of those, and then I have a big Office Depot boardroom style white papers that I can write on as well. So on little sticky notes, brainstorm everything you want to put into your free gift. List everything from A to Z. Create your first draft without worrying about perfection or getting it right. Just get it all out on paper or in audio or video and just create and write and flesh it out. Now, this is important. A lot of people won't start because they're afraid they won't get it right. So all you got to do is just create it, okay, and then hire an editor or ask a friend or a loved one to edit your work or spruce it up. You want your free gift to be professional and top-notch, so don't cut corners here. Make sure it's in effing fantastic fab and ready-to-go shape. Now, I'm going to give you a little backstory on my body transformation system. You want to know how this happened? Want to know how this happened and how my e-books happened? Well, you've seen my e-books. So back in circa 2009, I was working on all this. I hired a ghostwriter, and he created all that stuff for me. He didn't just, like, out of thin air create it. What I did is I had an audio. How did I do that? Body transformation system. I think I had it written up. I did a rough draft, and then I sent it off to him. And then he made it, like, flow and just write, you know, just it's written really well, at least way better than I could have written it. So I can't remember. I might have paid him for the ebooks and everything. I might have only paid him, like, $100 or $180 for the free report. The ebooks were more money. They were, like, $500. Totally, that was a mistake. Honestly, that was a waste of money because they only sell for $10 or $20. I haven't recouped that investment. So don't go do just an ebook and then get paid a lot. You know what I mean? Pay a lot of money unless you know it's going to be. There's one thing: if you're going to write a book and you're going to go on tour and it's going to be a big tool in your whole marketing plan. Like I'm going to write a book, like NDO Money Drama book, and then that would make sense to pay someone to write it. You know, it would be published. It'd be in bookstores. I could go on speaking tours. I could, you know, it could go on Amazon. So that would make sense. But something like a recipe book or my, what is it, Eat Your Way to Total Body Confidence. I am, however, going to look into putting that on Kindle and Amazon and selling it that way. So maybe we'll make more sales. However, the way I've had it so far in my biz, it's just been on my website, and I might sell a couple a month. So that was a tangent. I'm just letting you know, if you don't love writing or you're not that good at it, hire someone to help you with this stuff and then go start doing what you really like to do. Good tips, right? Okay. Doesn't that just take the pressure off? I mean, come on. Who wants to be writing all the time unless you love writing? So take the pressure off. And let's go on back on over here. So here's what you want to do. And I recommend you actually get this free gift, which is Val didn't exactly put that free gift on here for Body Transformation System. If you go to AmandaMoxley.com and go in the upper right-hand corner, you can get the 7 steps to release the fat that's holding you back. And I would use that, and I would download a bunch of other people's on your Ninja Tour and look and see what you like and what you don't like. So here you are. I think the Body Transformation System is a very good free report, and I would recommend you look at it. So include a welcome message and brief intro from your heart to theirs. Have a beautiful cover image of your free gift. If it is a free report or an ebook or an action guide, et cetera, have a cover image created to reflect that they are receiving a book. If it's on audio or a video series, use an image of a CD or an iPod or a phone. And if it's an autoresponder mini series, have an image for that. Remember that picture means 1,000 words. Now, I'm going to give you a resource. You can go to Killer Covers, KillerKovers.com, KillerKovers.com. And that's a guy down in Australia, and that's who created all my covers on my Amanda Moxley site. Of course, I have a VA now that could do this for me, but back then I didn't. So I don't know how much it was, like $100 or something to create a killer cover, and then you can have that done. So include a closing message and summary of the content in the gift from your heart to theirs. Really important. Just really connect. Include a call to action or the logical next step that you desire your ideal client to take. So I think in my transformation system, I then have my link I think it is actually for one-on-one coaching, and I might have switched that later on and made it to my ebooks. I think I did make it to my ebooks. So add your professional bio and photo, and be sure to communicate your expert status and how they can work with you in the future. And you know you've already done your bio, so that's easy. And optional, include success stories in your free gift so they can get that social proof. And once they download the free gift, make sure that they receive an audio responder. Ooh, it's boring me reading this, or maybe I'm tired. I'm going to do a little essential oil. Essential oil spray is crucial for your home office. I got peppermint. I got lavender. I got a little inner child right here. These are things that I recommend for your office. Okay? Now, going back to the topic that I'm so excited about telling you about. So once I download it, you want to make sure that you have an autoresponder. And that is an automatic responder that you would set up in One Shopping Cart or whatever service you use, thanking them for downloading their free gift and inviting them to your main website to see other ways you can help them. Then, when the time is right, ask those who have downloaded your free gift for a success story. You follow up, hey, how'd you like those 7 steps, girl? Ask them about their experience after receiving and using your gift. And then add these testimonials on your free gift page to add that social proof. Okay? Now, communicate to readers that they will also be gifted a copy of your energizing and inspiring e-zine. Okay? You really want to do this. So they're not all of a sudden. I want to tell you that this, this is not the right, the link that we have here, that Val has given you here. This is actually, you don't want to follow this. What I'm going to recommend is that you go to AmandaMoxley.com and go to the upper right-hand corner and just click on that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So anyway, that will help you. Let me look at what she put here. She's like, Amanda, you're not a body health coach. Why are you putting, you know, she was, because this is my current free gift that still needs upgrading. But I'm not beating myself up over here. No. Congratulations. So then what you want to do, basically what I'm trying to say here, okay, let's just get a little peppermint oil, and what I'm trying to tell you is that you say, hey, congratulations. I'm so stoked you got this awesome gift. And I want you to know, in addition to this juicy, awesome gift, not only do you get that, but you also get a free subscription to my e-zine. So then you let them know, hey, I'm going to be in contact with you every week, every other week, whatever, and that way they're not like, oh, my God, who's this person mailing me? So that's it. Okay, so I've heard it when I was first learning this back in the day. A free gift is often called an ethical bribe because you are gifting something for free in exchange for their contact details. So it's an ethical bribe, right? They're putting their info in. They know they're getting something that they want so bad that's solving a pain, and you're getting their email. Now, please do not use the word, hey, this is my ethical bribe. Don't use that word ever. I had a young client, God bless her, and she was like, oh, what? This is an ethical bribe. Like, she just literally used the word ethical bribe, and that's not what we want to do. So maybe we just delete this ethical bribe thing because this sounds weird. But anyway, your list is your goldmine. And remember that this biz is an artful blend of both heart and numbers. And the more people that you have in your community, the more buzz you will create, and you will go viral. And it takes time. It takes time. It does take time. So keep your job if you need to, and don't give up. I promise you, everything you have on your vision board, it will come true. It's amazing. Everything you want, you can have. But we got to be patient sometimes. There's lessons we need to go through. There's journeys we need to go on. There's little key pieces we need to learn. And you will pop, okay? No pressure. So work your free gift throughout all of your online and offline marketing channels. So place your opt-in box with your free gift image and 1 or 2 sentences copy on every page of your site. Place your free gift. So on the upper right-hand corner, above the fold, that needs to be in the upper right-hand corner. Please don't make it hard. Everyone has it in the upper right-hand corner. That's where the eye goes, and you want to make it easy. You also want to put your free gift opt-in box at the bottom of every page on your site, just in case they missed it. They have it at the bottom. Place your free gift copy and name and title and how to sign up on the back and front of your business cards, brochures, and flyers. So let's go look at my website. I'm going to pull out a card. I don't have cards anymore for who I am today. Can you believe it? But I do have one for Amanda Moxley, Body and Soul Coach, and it says on the front of my business card, I've got author of 7 Steps of Total Body Confidence and a cute little picture in my logo. Has my website, my email address, and my phone number on the back. To receive your free fast-track guide to getting hot and healthy for life, visit AmandaMoxley.com. Okay, obviously, that's not even correct with what I got here, 7 steps. let's just pretend that says, to receive your free 7 steps to release the fat that's holding you back, visit AmandaMoxley.com, right? So use this. These are the little soldiers going to work for you. Use your cards, okay? So add a dollar value to your free gift. Example, this is not just free, okay? This is valuable, and it's worth $197. Place your free gift opt-in box on your blog. Put it on Facebook, both your fan page and your personal page if you want. Very important. Remember that your words are power. Craft a very snazzy and a heck yes, I want that blurb that describes your free gift and use that description everywhere. Okay? And that could be, you could do a tweet, you could do a Facebook, you could do these things that are going to go out and everywhere, and then you build your list and bring people back. Create joint venture relationships. We've talked about this before with other colleagues and friends who share your target market and create a win-win relationship in which they can share your free gift with their people via their newsletter and social media, et cetera. Okay? Now, what do we got here? Making it happen. Make sure you're signed up for an online list, building systems such as Constant Contact, MailChimp, AWeber, iContact, or One Shopping Cart, or what is the big one? Infusionsoft. You can find these systems at Useful Services. Look at us. You can go on over to Useful Services and get yourself on hooked up. Make sure you have an opt-in box that connects your sign-ups from your site to your list building service stated above. Don't try to do this on your own, please, unless you're really good at this stuff. Have someone else help you with this stuff. Other list building must-haves. Are you ready? We're going through 15. Peppermint oil, where are you? I'm just kidding. I love this. Okay, this is fun. Joint venture with other people who share your people. Okay, write testimonials on high and even low traffic sites. Get your name out there. Hint, hint, Amanda Moxley. You can get your little website, your photo, who you are. Get yourself seen. Facebook ads. You could just do a Facebook ad for your free gift. Grow your friends on Facebook and Twitter by commenting and tweeting on other high-traffic people's feeds. So just, people love that. Start commenting on other people's, their messages and their everything, you know. People love it. It makes them feel good. And then you'll get that. People will then, like, when someone clicks on me or says something to me, and I'm sure you're the same way, I go and I'm like, who is this person? Oh, my gosh. Like, I want to reach out. I want to know them. So do that as well. Now, I'm going to tell you something I did. Back in the day, when I was first going for it, I went to all the yoga studios, for example, in my community, and I wrote a Facebook message and a private message, you know, and I Facebook messaged all these friends that knew, because I have over like 6,500 people, I think, on my personal page. So I went to all these communities that shared my people, and I wrote this little thing, and I was like, hey, I know you're this or you're that. I'd love to connect with you. Want to be friends? So I'm going to be totally honest. I drafted up a little email, and I had my babysitter, who was not my babysitter, but my baby's babysitter, while he was napping, and she was here, I had my 12-year-old babysitter just copy and paste and, like, go out and friend all these millions of people. And it really was smart. And I did that with, like, any live event I went to, anything that anyone, like, all the people, let's say someone else who was in my industry, a coach, I would go and I would friend all her friends. And I'd have my little babysitter do it because I didn't want to spend my time doing that. And that's how I grew a lot of those friends, is I reached out and I had people. There were many, many that I had reached out to whenever I was going to a conference. I always reached out to everyone that was going, made connections. So grow your friends, okay? Offer free talks in your local area and anywhere your peeps hang out. Yoga studios, Pilates, gyms, libraries, new age bookstores, ski resorts, workout places, law firms, social clubs, women's clubs. At the end of your talk, offer a free consultation and always pass around a sign-up sheet or have a raffle where everyone who there gives you their business card or name has a chance to win something from you. Another thing I would say here is not only, I'm going to add here, sponsoring events. Going to events, this is a new thing in our industry, going to an event and getting a sponsor table or speaking on stage and offering a free gift or having a sponsor table and really being seen as the expert rather than a pedestrian in the crowd, but really stepping up, being visible, being heard, having your free gift right there, this will build your list. Very important. Host your own telesummit. This is huge. This takes a shizload of work. I'm not going to lie, but it is a huge list builder. You can list like 1,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 people to your list. I really would recommend that some of you get together and do a telesummit. Okay? Sponsor live. Oh, look at me. Ahead of myself. I was just going off my head. Sponsor live events where your ideal clients are gathered. Talked about that one. Work with mentors who will feature you in their live or virtual success panels. And through their e-zine. This literally has, I have to say, wasn't even a secret. It was just working with my coach, and she would always talk about me, and then she would feature me, and then I would be in her on her every call, like doing a success story for her, or not every call, many calls, going to her events. I mean, these are lots of different. I think one of my first, I did a video for Karen Noller back in like 2009. I think it's been seen like 3,000 times or something, and I've gotten clients from that video I did for her. I got a VIP client from somewhere in California from doing this video. This woman saw this video of my success story and followed me, and then a couple years later hired me for a VIP day, right? So align with your mentor, align with your coach, and give success stories, and then get those shout-outs. Of course, I'm always available to give you guys shout-outs, but at the same time, I do honor confidentiality. So I'm not going to shout your name out and all around unless I have your permission. Very important to me to have that confidentiality. So if you ever want me to shout you out, you let me know, and I will. Okay? Get on TV and featured in magazines. That'll help. Just gives you that. I've been on TV. I've been in magazines. And, I mean, I guess, like, random people who watch TV, they see it. I have been, and then it's good to say you've been on TV because then you put on your website and people then think you're even more of an expert. And then maybe you see someone from high school who saw you on, that's what happened to me. I saw someone from high school. She's like, oh, I saw you on TV. So all of a sudden, you can't really put your free gift out on TV. But what you can do is you can give, like when I was on TV, I gave the audience members a recipe. And then at the end of the recipe, and they could go click on they actually gave my website out, and then the recipe had my website and the free gift. So be strategic. Pitch ideas to the media. That's if you want to get on TV, start pitching ideas to media. They are desperate and looking for content. What you can do, guys, is start finding who are the producers of local TV, and find and follow them on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And then for me, what happened is I got on one TV show, and then she saw me, the producer of like the number one show in Utah or whatever saw me, and then she asked me to come on, and I went on there. I think I only went on that one once because then I had Phoebe like seriously like a week later. I was supposed to be on TV the morning Phoebe was born, and on that Friday, the Friday before, I was like, you know, I really feel like I need to cancel this. I mean, crazy. And I was supposed to be on the 2nd, luckily, and I haven't been back since. Because the thing is, TV is good and all, but it's a lot of work, and you don't get that much out of it, honestly. But it is a very good positioner, so if you can, do it. And pitch ideas to the media. They love ideas. Submit your articles to article submission sites such as easingarticles.com. Of course, you can hire a VA to do that for you. At one point, I had someone in Singapore. Every article that you're writing for your newsletter or your blog, you can submit these to easingarticles.com, and someone can do all that work for you. Kick off a tell a friend campaign. So you would tell everyone, hey, can you tell your friend about. You would say, hey, everyone, a warm intro. I don't know if you've heard, but I just created this free gift, and this is what I'm doing with my business. I hope you had a great summer. I'd love for you to share the word, share the love. If you know anyone who struggles with blank, 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 and blank, and who wants vision, 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 vision. So say that again, because that's not in here. So basically, you email all your friends. You Facebook message all your friends. You call all your friends and say, hey, I don't know, give them a quick little mini update about, hey, I just finished this amazing 12, you know, I just did this amazing business course. It's like almost like an MBA, and I figured out, like, and I'm doing, you know, or whatever, and I created this free gift that is going to solve the problem of these women. Do you know anyone who has this problem? Could you pass it on, or will you share about it? Make sense? Start a brand ambassador program where you give referrals and money or other incentives like coaching or mastermind time with you. So let's say you have clients down the road, and your clients are going to be your best ambassadors. They're going to be your best affiliates. And what you can do is say, I'll give you money. Like, I want you to refer. I want you to share this, you know, whatever launch you're doing or whatever. And in exchange, you're telling your client this. In exchange, you could say, okay, I'll give you $100 for every referral. Plus, I can give you, if you don't want to do the $100, you could say, I'll give you coaching time, right? Or I'll give you a 90-minute massage. So there's another way. And then use your email signature as a tool to invite people to sign up for your free gift. So at the end of your newsletter, or sorry, end of your email, you would have a little, you know, are you ready to release the fat that's holding you back? Click here. Okay. Know your goal and track your stats. How many people would you like to have in your community by a particular date? So what is that number? And write that number down. And make it juicy, like I wrote here is nice. By blank date, I intend to have blank souls, wonderful women and men, and describe your ideal clients in my community. I'm happily and joyfully sharing my gifts with these wonderful women, and they are loving what I'm sharing with them. I love and feel so good now that I'm heard and seen. I know that I am meant to serve and support them on their journey, and I am so grateful to be able to sing my song and dance my dance for them. We are creating a long-term relationship built on mutual love, respect, and integrity. I am so happy and grateful for these X amount of blessed souls. Thank you, universe, for bringing my tribe to me. Right? That's good. I would print that out. I would print that out, and I would put it in your office so you see that every day and read that. So let's track your stats. How many people do you currently have on your list? So write that number down. Track your stats every week. Now, I know this isn't fun. You don't really want to do this. However, here's a helpful hint. Set up a weekly system in which you check in on your numbers. And note the average sign-ups and unsubscribes you get per week. Okay? By the way, don't get emotional when people unsubscribe. Don't take it personally. Reframe that they were never going to buy from you anyway. So if someone unsubscribes, they were never going to work with you or buy from you anyway. And be happy that they cleansed and released themselves away from you, therefore making more space for peeps who love you and want to work with you, right? That's such a different thing instead of being in lack, like, oh, my God, I lost 5 subscribers this week. I suck. I shouldn't have said that. I'm really a bad person. I can't believe I said that. I mailed too much. You know how we make it all about us and we're, like, freaking out about it? Forget about it. It's about them. And you're making space. So track where most of your people are coming from. To make this easy, you can have a question on your sign up. How did you hear about me? Track your open rate for your e-zine and the other email correspondences. Industry standards are about 20%, but those numbers will fluctuate with your list size. If you have a bigger list size, your open rate will be smaller. If you have a smaller list size, your open rate percentage will be bigger. Answer all the questions in the guidebook. Schedule when you will create your free gift. Choose what kind of free gift you would like to create. Create your free gift. Follow the 15 must-haves to make sure that your free gift is leveraged to grow your list. And please, as always, go easy on yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you don't make your goal first thing. Keep going. Be persistent and never give up. Practice, 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 and practice some mo until you find your sweet spot. Remember, it's a numbers game, and that's why we're building your list with your free gift. You ought to be feeling like a surge of energy right now, like, wow, I get to go and create. I get to give a gift. And that is what we're doing here, is giving a gift. So go forth, rock this out, make this happen, and tell me how it goes in the Facebook forum. Sound good?